This TFMR podcast is brought to you by your friends at JM Bullion. Visit jmbullion.com for all your gold and silver bullion needs. Well, greetings once again to everybody at TFMR. Hey, guess what? It's time for another special podcast. This time, a returning guest. You may recall, I guess it was, I don't know, 3-4 months ago that we first had in Dr. Quentin Henney to talk about newfound gold and a little bit about some of the other companies that he works with. And so much has taken place, particularly at Newfound Gold over the last whatever it's been, that I thought, you know, I'll see if we can get Quentin in here again and bring us all up to speed. So again, here he is, Dr. Quentin Henney. Quentin, thank you so much for spending some time with me.
Thank you, Craig.
Hey, before we start, you've got, like I said, there are multiple companies that you're an advisor to or you're working with. What is your role? Can you want to tell everybody what your role is at Newfound?
Certainly, yeah. I'm a technical advisor, but also a director of the company.
Okay. So you're in the know pretty well here. And what's interesting about the company is it's, you know, there's a lot of fanfare, you know, that a lot of times, you know, if we've been in the, you know, following the mining sector for a while, you hear about things and you think, wow, yeah. And then never, you know, it just never quite meets up to what you thought maybe the potential was. But man, this Newfound Gold just keeps on rolling. And the time that, since we spoke, I've become a shareholder too, though, of course, I'm not like having to file with the SEC or anything like that. But I'm a shareholder too, because I think it looks interesting. And that's what is so great to visit with you again. In the month since we last spoke, I'll let you just pick it up and run with some of the main stuff that has happened.
Okay. Look, I'm going to kind of recap by just saying, you know, when we spoke last, it was early stage. And I told you that, you know, I expected some very high grade results, that it would be key to see that continuity of high grade results develop, and that the drill program that these guys have laid out is really, well-designed, instrumental in determining the extent of this high grade mineralization, as well as testing new targets. Okay. So that's kind of where we left things a few months ago. Now, fast forward here, I'm happy to let everyone know, like every single one of those boxes we can tick. Okay. We've demonstrated over and over that we have consistent high grade results in this. If you look at the news releases that we've put out over the past 6 or 7 months now, since we've been drilling, every single one of them delivers a high grade intercept or intercepts. Okay. It's remarkable to see, especially at an early stage, like to see a project deliver such phenomenal results. I mean, you know, where every single hole, if you take the grams gold per ton and you multiply it by the length of the interval, you get gram meters. Okay. And I do that because it gives you a really good indication of the significance of a discovery. If you see a lot of 100 gram meter or better intercepts in a drill program, you're laughing. Okay. But we have hundreds, if not thousands, of gram meters in many of our drill holes that we've released to date. In fact, I think all of the drill holes that we've put out there, save maybe 2 or 3, have had such intervals. And these include new targets. Okay. It's not just the Keat zone where we're doing, you know, nice systematic step outs and trying to determine orientation. And, you know, and now we're starting to do more aggressive step outs. It's not just there, Keats. It's at new targets. Like the past, I think about a week and a half ago, we released results from a target up near Lotto. It's yet another target that's generating high grade. You don't see that every day. Okay. As a geologist, I can tell you, you usually, when you rock up with a drill, you expect to be disappointed. In this case, every time we drill a new target, we are not disappointed. It's returning high grade, even in these grassroots level things where we can't see anything sticking out of the ground. We go up, put a drill hole in it, man, there's visible gold. Everybody gets excited. They rush the assays. They get smoking hot assays. And it's just so much fun to put a news release out like that again and again and again. And I expect that trend to continue. I don't see any reason why the results would diminish or decrease or whatever. It's only going to get better. Look, right this minute, I can tell you that we have a very good handle on the geometries of the Keat zone and some of these other targets. So we're starting to be able to step out more aggressively. You know, in other words, we're getting comfortable with the discovery. And that allows us to step out in a more meaningful way. I think over the next few months, especially now that we've announced ramping up our drill program to 200,000 meters and with eight rigs, that people will appreciate what this system is. I mean, look, when you start seeing similar style gold, like high grade gold occurring over kilometers of strike along, in different zones along a major structure like this, what's not to get excited about? It's going to deliver multi millions of ounces.
And, you know, the infrastructure appears to be there. Did you tell me, though, there hasn't always been a big mining industry in Newfoundland, isn't that right?
Well, actually, in historic terms, there've been some famous mines in Newfoundland. Okay, a lot of them were VMS deposits, like base metal deposits, stuff like that. There was Hopebrook, which was a gold mine. It wasn't huge. It was I think a million ounces produced. But this one will kind of set the stage. I think what you're seeing is that this region is unfolding as a gold camp. You know, Eastern Canada has a bit of a, I think there's a bit of a perception that it only delivers small deposits. But step back and look at things. You got Marathon, well-advanced project right in Newfoundland. You know, it's multi-millions of ounces. They're gonna develop it into a mine here soon. And yet then you have smaller players like you got Maritime and some others, I think Anaconda and so forth, also active, moving either in production or moving towards production. But this one that, you know, the newfound discovery is going to absolutely set the stage for really what I think will be a multi-generational gold boom in Newfoundland.
So how are you finding the locals, the jurisdiction in general? Are they happy about this? Are they forward-looking about it? Or are they?
Absolutely. You know? If you look at Newfoundland, they've proudly announced that they would like to see, I think they set a minimum of 5 mines in the short term being developed in Newfoundland. In other words, they rolled out the red carpet. They realized mining could really help the economy, and they rolled out the red carpet. I read something here recently. I wish I had the reference right in front of me, but it said that they have a target of seeing 5 new mines built in Newfoundland.
Take them up on it. They're not worried about, you know, dirty water and, you know, all the other stuff. They know you guys are going to do it responsibly and safely. And they're excited about the economic potential. That's exactly the kind of thing we're looking for. Cause it's always, at least to me, what people always have told me is jurisdiction and team. So let's take that part next. Tell me a little bit more about everybody else you got working there.
Well, you know, fortunately we have an exceptional team. Look, Greg Matheson, the geologist in charge of the project, is in Newfoundland. He's got a great team of young geologists, including some younger geologists that are helping him log the core. I mean, you know, 8 rigs is a lot of core coming in every day. So these guys are really, really humping. And they've got a new core facility and so forth. They've got basically everything, all the logistics worked out and everything set up at this point. So great team there. And then, you know, if you move up the ranks, Craig Roberts, the CEO, known Craig for many, many years. In fact, he was one of the first people I met when I came out of the major mining companies into the junior space. He actually helped me get a company financed many years ago. And so I know Craig, trust the guy implicitly. Fantastic, very mild mannered guy, very well respected. And then Colin, you know, I met Colin really face to face for the first time, I think in January of last year, believe it or not, just a year ago. And I have a tremendous amount of respect for Colin. I think that Colin is going to be the up and coming mover in the mining space. He's been very aggressive about getting equity stakes in a lot of very prospective junior companies over the past few months. This is through Palisade. And, you know, quite frankly, every time I look around at an opportunity in the junior space, I usually see Colin or Palisade's name already there. So those guys are sharp. They're on it. They're going to really define the next generation in the mining industry. It's a delight to work with them.
Yeah. Well, all right. I look at it, like I said, I started buying some shares here recently too. And I think what I'm going to be doing is building a position just because of the obvious potential that you've laid out, you know, and I see people way smarter than me, you know, like Eric or Rob McEwen, you know, and others who forgotten more about mining than I'll ever know. I'm like, well, okay, I'll just follow along. They must know something. So I see, and then you talk about the size of this and the grade of this, and you start thinking, wow, there's, I mean, such vast potential. The name of your company came up a couple of weeks ago here at TFMR when I was doing a podcast with Brent Cook and Joe Mazumdar. And we always like to ask them what their opinions are. And they both raved about, you know, how exciting the company was. But then they both said, well, but, you know, the valuation's gotten a little rich. I'm going to wait on it to pull back a little bit. What do you think about whatever this rich valuation is? Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, look, you know, there's a kind of a delicate balance between, you know, obviously chasing a, you know, like a dog chasing a car, you know, you don't want to chase the price. But then, you know, you run the risk. I mean, is there going to be a dip? Well, maybe right now, yeah, there's a bit of a dip. The gold price has been rather anemic. At least it's not moving up right now. So the gold sector is a bit off or tepid at the moment. Maybe this is the best opportunity, but I can tell you this, you know, what's the valuation of this? Well, it reminds me of when we, you know, when Kirkland, or well, let's start with Eric. So Eric took the position in Newmarket in 2016. He bought out Luxor's stake in Newmarket based on the Fosterville story. And I, you know, I was very fortunate. I got to help with that picture to a degree. So I, you know, I went there and visited the site, and I kind of told Eric, yes, I think they're onto something very big. Anyway, if you look at the value that was ultimately created, you know, I don't remember what his initial investment was in Newmarket, but, you know, we'll call it a few tens of millions. It, you know, it basically created, I don't know exactly what Eric saw out of it return-wise, but I think it was well north of a billion. Okay, so in other words, these high-grade stories, and particularly this type of deposit, and this is very similar to Fosterville, okay, these types of deposits are rare. They're hard to find. We don't find a lot of these as geologists, especially, you know, lately we're, you know, these are becoming fewer and far between. Okay. Well, a discovery like this should catalyze value like you saw around the Fosterville story. Okay. There's no question. It's a little bit earlier stage. In other words, I would put this at about where Fosterville was, say, in early 2016, when, you know, they were starting to hit some high grade and everybody's kind of scratching their head. Maybe that might be something, or maybe it's just a flash in the pan. And, you know, but I'll tell you what, fast forward to, I'd say, by August of 2017, and the hits they were getting in the Swan Zone, everybody knew, wow, that thing is going to be multi-millions of ounces, very high grade. Took about a year and a half to get there. That's going to be what happens here. We're about, what, 5 or 6 months into this? I would say in another year, year and a half, this story could catalyze the kind of value that we saw around the Fosterville story.
Is that kind of the long-term idea, do you think, Quentin? Grow it out, start actually bringing it out of the ground and see how much you can find?
I would say that, look, when you hit... well, look at the last news, or I think it was the last or the one before, the news releases recently here. When you start hitting ounce plus material that's basically immediately below surface, the first thing that pops in most people's brain, how the heck am I going to get this out of the ground as quickly as possible?
Right.
Okay. So, yeah, I would say internally in the company, I mean, there's a recognition that this could be developed into a mine very quickly. We're in a great jurisdiction to do that, by the way. So mm-hmm. I think that's a big plus. You know, processing, well, that's what you got to start looking at there. So I'd say the ingredients are there. Stay tuned. You know, I think the company will, as it advances this exploration story, I think you'll see over the next 6 to 12 months pictures of how this thing might be accelerated towards production.
And I would imagine, and I know this one thing Eric has taught me to look at, you start thinking about ounces in the ground and what the market cap is. And then, so where are you valuing those ounces in the ground? It starts to get pretty compelling when you do that math.
Exactly. That's a very good point. I mean, you know, if we were talking about drilling high grade at 800 meters depth, and, you know, it was going to be 10 years before you get those out, you're not going to value those high. But when we're talking about high grade, literally right at grassroots, and there are avenues to get this thing into production fairly quickly, then, you know, all of a sudden you're creating that or advancing that value very quickly.
And Quentin, along those lines, in our final minutes, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about Novo Resources. When we talk about ounces at or just below the surface, that sure comes to mind, doesn't it?
It does. Look, we are having a really successful time in Australia. It's one of those times where I'm sure investors are just scratching their head going, well, are these guys going to pull it off or not? But I can tell you this, you know, we put updates out. I know people read those and they probably think, ah, I don't understand half of this technical hoo-ha. But we're going to pour gold soon. Okay. It's that simple. The team down there, Rob and Chris and the others are exceptional. They're doing an exceptional job. They're going to pull this off in time, you know, within the time frame we've specified, which is this quarter, but also well within budget. I would say within a few weeks, we'll have gold bars. The weather's worked in our favor. Fortunately, we had a big rain event in December. It actually filled up the pits around, you know, the old Millennium pit. So we got lots of water to put in the mill, which is a great thing. I mean, that's wonderful.
Right.
It's like a godsend. I mean, everything's just gone tickety-boo, and we will be in production very, very shortly.
God wants you to produce that gold down there, Quentin.
Amen. There you go.
Have there been, I just haven't followed it, have there been, I guess, forward guidance or forward guesses put out by the company about how much it might be able to crank out? Is there anything you can share?
We can't just yet, but we're working on the economic study that should come out either concurrent with startup production or shortly thereafter. And it's based on that economic study that we can start to talk about guidance and things like this. So we're trying to tick all the boxes, do everything right. You know, in the day of COVID, you gotta, you know, because there's multiple parties working on this from multiple different countries and time zones and stuff, and nobody can travel. It's been a little slower than we hope, but we'll have that economic study not too far.
Did you tell me they fly drones over it so you can see what's going on?
Yeah, look, drones are, they're becoming a more and more effective use as far as keeping track of mine production. Like, you can, because drones can take photographs, you can actually use them to create a pseudo elevation model and actually monitor mining, like on a micro scale, you know. It's phenomenal what they can do these days. So yes, that is a component of what we're doing.
We got to do what we got to do here in 2021. No doubt about that.
Yep. It's we're all going to be working from Zoom and robots will be doing all this stuff soon.
Well, it sure is exciting. Like I said, on both ends. So what that story that we've known for years in Novo and the Pilbara down there, but gosh, this stuff up in Newfoundland is just fascinating, and the potential just seems so vast that I'm just thrilled that we're able to speak from time to time here, and we can get it right from you and give us stuff to go out and take a look at and research. In the months ahead, we'll just look for more drill results, more news about the expanded program.
Yeah, we'll have a lot more and very meaningful drill results in that. As these next results come out, like I said, there's more aggressive step outs happening. People can start to wrap their mind around the scale of the thing, and not just the scale, but the grade of it. Like, people can say, wow, these guys are onto a multi-million ounce high grade system. And that's when I think, you know, just like I told you earlier, that's how the story is going to unfold another 12, 18 months as people see these bigger step outs and start to, you know, see the geometry here. It's, you know, it doesn't take a lot of brain cells to say, wow, these guys are onto a world-class deposit.
Sure looks that way. Dr. Quentin Henney, it's always so much fun to talk to you. And you get me excited. I'm sure people listening are excited. And we can't wait to see where it goes from here. And I can't wait till the next time we speak. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Craig.
From all of us here at TFMR, thank you for listening. Be sure to check out Newfound Gold.